Hello everyone, thanks for joining me on this inaugural podcast about getting this pornography nonsense out of our lives once and for all. It's such a debilitating learned behaviour that's so very, very seductive, and it creates all sorts of social and family problems. My name's Peter. I'm a clinical psychologist in Queensland, Australia, and I'm seeing an increasing number of men and adolescent males experiencing erectile dysfunctions. They don't usually initially present with that problem. There's lots of embarrassment or awkwardness for them to come initially for that problem. They're usually referred for depression or anxiety or one of those other garden variety conditions. But after one or two times of seeing me, they generally feel comfortable enough to talk about what's really going on with them. It really is such a dreadful and frightening experience for a young man to feel that you've lost your mojo. I lost my mojo, baby. Where did we hear those immortal words? It was that groovy, shagadelic, swinging spy, Austin Powers, saviour of the British Empire, if not the world, from the menacing clutches of Dr. Evil. I like Austin Powers. They are pretty funny movies. You know, I received a phone call from an old client of mine not too long ago. Actually, he's a man in his late 20s. I was previously seeing him as a young teenager for emotional disturbances. He phoned me in quite a jovial mood. He phoned me saying, "Pete, I've lost my mojo." I was a little bit confused at first what he meant by that. In Austin Powers terms, it means the life force of his penis, his libido. Essentially, this man has developed an erectile dysfunction. It turns out that this ex-client of mine, this man, was experiencing difficulties getting or sustaining an erection, and with each failed attempt of intercourse with his partner, the more powerful this belief of failure and hopelessness it became. The mind is just so powerful, isn't it? How it can control us this way. We can do amazing things with our mind, but we can also let it limit us in having the confidence and the belief to achieve things. Do you know that cutting-edge neuroscience is showing us that when we do things on a repetitive basis, the architecture of our brain changes. New neural pathways become established. This is for both positive and negative things. Addictions are a really good example of this. The evidence is well and truly established. I've said it before, and no doubt we'll be saying this for many years to come. Porn viewing changes our neurology and is but one of several influencing factors in males developing an erectile dysfunction. Adolescents and young men are presenting for therapy, very awkwardly, mind you, but they're presenting for therapy more than ever before with an online addiction to pornography. They may sustain an erection whilst watching porn, but in the real world, often they don't get an erection at all. Or if they do, it's very short-lived. They have trouble maintaining it. So, let's learn to reset our neurology. Once the damage is done, it doesn't necessarily fix itself just by not viewing porn anymore or not masturbating. There's online sites that promote the no masturbating as a way of fixing porn. That just doesn't cut it. That would be nice and simple, but it's just not always that easy. Our belief systems have also changed, along with true respect for our partners. Like anything in life, positive and sustaining change requires effort and commitment. The help is out there, so come on, fellas, seek it out. We're here to help you. You may like to have a quick sticky peek at my website, the W's, beatpornaddiction.com. www.thebeatsofmusic.com. Come on over and have a sticky beak. This might be a game changer for you. Okay, wishing you all the best. Bye.